The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
Hello again. Welcome again. Hello a third time. Welcome a third time.
I'm not going to laugh.
Right?
Great.
Quote from Simon's audience there. That was Simon Donald. Hello, it's Seymour Mace. Welcome to Seymour Mace's podcast. Episode 2. Funny enough, I was looking up podcasts. All it is, It's nothing clever. It's nothing clever. It's simply putting an E on the end of podcast, and it makes podcast. But, you know, I always look these things up on the internet, make sure no other fucking cunt's done it. And it turns out that the podcast is actually a cast of people in Nepal who are very lower caste, quite oppressed. So that is, you know... Obviously, fully support them, and you know, they're just by chance I've named my podcast after a press group of people in Nepal who. So maybe, you know, we'll try and team up with them, do some events, raise some money for them, raise awareness of the fucking podcast.
So they're poor and unpopular, like the podcast itself.
Whoa! You're here.
Yeah, that's that was ironic.
Anyway, I haven't introduced you properly yet, think, "Who's that dick talking?" you know what I mean? You just think it's some guy. Anyway, that was Simon Donald, who was one
of
the.
Am I a bit finished?
Not yet. That was Simon Donald. Still is, unfortunately. Who was one of the co-creators of Vise? Is it Vise comic?
Vise Magazine. Right?
You've probably never heard of it unless you're over 50. It's just a dirty mag, but cartoons. it's a cartoon dirty mag. I know, what a brilliant idea. And my other co-host today is Lauren Stone.
Hello.
Or Lauren's Tone.
Yep. I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And Lauren, big fan of Rugger.
Oh, game of Rugger.
She's got a Rugger balls on her top.
I don't think it is. I thought it was.
I thought that was her boobathons. No. Oh, you're talking about the top.
It's
right.
Teeth. I think it's teeth.
Oh, is it like dentures?
Maybe. Anyway.
Yes. Anyway, back to the 2024. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming. Co-host Lee's here as well, but he's busy.
He's just sitting there
plotting.
Probably looking at jars on
plotting. That's all you're plotting. Front. This whole thing's a front for Lee's evil schemes.
I'll just get back to this.
Yeah, all right, mate. Anyway, welcome to poker. I've said that fucking three times already, and it looks like I'm stalling now. Doesn't look like I'm stalling.
You can lose that in the edit.
25 minutes. Look, you've done 3 minutes 20. Oh, it seemed like longer.
It feels
it?
Like longer.
It does.
It
I know.
Feels like
I started doing this to talk about these comics that I've got from the 1980s called the DC Who's Who, Definitive Directory of the DC Universe. Came out in 1985. Basically, it's like a dictionary of every single DC superhero comics character and villain up to that point, and that's where I just kind of work my way through them, and
great.
Talk about it, and that's it.
Great.
And then, you know, tangents are permissible, which sounds like a line from the opening sequence of Sapphire and Steel.
Tangents are permissible sounds like the name of a podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, maybe it is.
Maybe for scientists who do maths with tangents and that, but then they go off randomly and can talk about...
turns out
having teeth on their jumpers or
yeah.
Turns out there's a lost tribe in the Amazon who are called tangents are permissible. So happens more than you think. That kind of thing.
Just raising awareness.
Raising
awareness. Like current awareness.
No, current affairs.
Oh, current affairs
dirty
and raising
awareness.
That's
the difference between currants and raisins. Currants are fucking dirty bastards. They'll have an affair with anyone. Raisins are a lot more, you know.
Raisins.
Seymour, yeah. You're nuts.
They've been raised better.
And raisins.
So, just a little aside before I crack on with the who's who, I bought these. Well, these came out in 1985 and 86. And these were response to, fucking Band-Aid. And Allah Feed the World and all that.
Oh, right.
Marvel brought out Heroes for Hope.
Oh.
And DC brought out Heroes Against Hunger.
Oh.
And then one of them is the X-Men, like Wolverine and all his mates, solving world famine. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Superman and Batman solving world famine. When Lex Luthor standing over them going... They're dying, Superman and Batman. He doesn't say I'm Batman, but Batman's there, so I've added him. They're dying, Superman and Batman, and not all your power. Power is like, bold. Power is bold.
Bold and
can't save them.
Yeah.
So they're saying even a fictional comic book character couldn't have effect on the real world.
With almost limitless powers.
Yeah, and I think at least 3% of the profits went to the fund.
Is that right?
I don't know. But they had they had different artists
ones
drawing
who didn't
every
have to
page
pay.
Or stuff like that. Right. Brian Bolland, Tony Christie.
Tony Christie, the singer.
Just a little interesting thing that people maybe didn't know about. That these
I'd never heard of that.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's quite nice, but it seems a little crass. But I don't know. I suppose it did raise awareness in children. But
did they?
I suppose it means that children start to get the idea that superheroes can sort stuff out, and then that falls onto kids having this idea that Elon Musk is some kind of superhero because he's got a fucking rocket. When we all know he's a dick house head. Anyway. So we've done two of these, I've only got to the first, I've only done the first two pages. Where did we get Abracadabra we got to the last time, I think. So the next one is Adam Strange. I'm just showing the picture there. Lauren, would you like to try maybe describe what Adam Strange looks like?
He looks sort of normal, though. He looks like... he's got a red sort of skin tight suit on and a big white X on him. I don't know if that's like the straps of something. And he's got yellow gloves and yellow boots. And he's just got maybe his pants on top of that suit.
Yeah.
And he's like muscly. He's got his six pack is showing through it. And then he's got like a funny hat on. I don't know.
Right, funny hat.
And then like a belt. And maybe a gun.
He has got a gun. He's definitely got a gun, yeah.
I think... Am I allowed to chip
in? You're allowed to
chip
in,
yeah. Right. He's got a fin on the top of his hat, hasn't he? I think that's like a flying helmet, because you see it's got the ear covers on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I suspect that those two protuberances where the X's go, where the ends of the X go, I think he's got like a jetpack or something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that
that's probably a jetpack,
yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. See on the front. Oh, there he is on the front, right?
Oh, yeah, jetpacking.
He has got a jetpack, old Adam. Quite an old hero, Adam. There's not many dates in this, which is a one weird thing that it doesn't tell you when they were published. Alter ego, Adam Strange. So that's not the best alter ego if you're called Adam Strange, isn't it? That's the same as your name. I mean, it might fool an occasional person, but it's not...
It's an ideal disguise, though, in a way, isn't it?
But it isn't... I mean,
hiding
technically,
in plain
it's not
sight.
An alter ego. If you came in here and you went... I'm Lawrence Stone. I wouldn't think... But I thought you were Lawrence Stone.
Lawrence Stone. Yeah. Lauren, as opposed to Lawrence Stone.
Yeah.
Lawrence Stone.
It is like, if you were going to be a superhero, you'd just call yourself something cool, wouldn't you? Not just like...
Not Adam Strange.
Strange Adam wouldn't be quite...
It gives a little bit... The energy is like, ooh, I'm so random.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so weird.
He does look a bit of a dick, but... They all do, because the whole skin tight thing is just... Seemed to just become... A rule, wouldn't it? It's like any, God forbid, any superhero turn up in fucking baggy trousers.
Just turn up in something cold.
God's sake, yeah. Get a parka on, it's cold.
Just to get if you're jetpacking about, it's probably going to be cold.
So I think we champion any superhero in these comics who doesn't have skin tight apparel.
Outfits. It came from like circus performance and strongmen, didn't it? I think that was the. The idea.
Yeah, well, Dick Grayson was an acrobat.
An acrobat.
And his parents died, and then Batman, who some say arranged the death of Dick Grayson's parents because he was looking for young lad to influence. Anyway, not me. Let's move on. Adam Strange, he was a hero, apparently.
Oh, we've really dissed him.
Blue hair, blonde hair, blue eyes. So maybe a little bit veering towards that kind of, you know.
Aryan supremacy. Aryan,
yeah, so a hero, but maybe not. Next up is, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's pronounced A-E-G-E-U-S. I think it's kind of Greek.
Aegeus.
Let's have a look.
Aegeus, yeah, probably. There he is. Aegeus,
yeah.
Look, do you want to describe Aegeus there for Aegeus the listeners at home?
Is he isn't skin tight in his apparel, but to make up for that, he hasn't got a lot of it on.
Right.
So you can see his thighs and his calves, and he's especially
he's got no trousers on.
Yeah, he basically doesn't have any trousers. He seems to. That's probably a little like a toga type miniskirt thing he's got on. He's got a cape because that's almost essential, isn't it, if you're going to be if you're going to be one of these heroes that's a bit mythical and ancient, if you're going to be in a comic, you've got to have a cape. And he's got like long blue hair, which probably technically means black, because they used to do that, didn't they? And he's got a big horse with wings. And he's flying. Oh, he's holding. He's got a flash. He's got a bolt, a lightning bolt in his hand. So I reckon he must be nails. Yeah. He's, that's about it, really. So
could just be an electrician.
Oh, he's got sort of cowboy boots on as well. Yeah, so he's like a sort of a.
That's
oh,
a strange
cowboy,
choice.
He's gone Greek all the way, and then Grecian cowboy, like American Midwest.
Fuck these stupid sandals. Yeah. Can't even fucking be bothered to tie the bit of string around my leg off a dozen times. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is a more practical footwear. Yeah.
Our personal data.
Country and Grecian.
Personal data. Data. Full name. Well, this has hasn't been very well printed.
Yeah,
has it?
Well, you're old, aren't you?
Nikos.
I could read it perfectly.
No, it's badly printed on that page.
Yeah. They all say that. We'll get you the seniors version. He's a terrorist, that's his occupation, which I didn't know you could do that as an occupation. I thought kind of a
I thought more of a full time hobby.
It's his occupation, terrorist. And when I went to I was around in 1985 and I went to a careers interview school, they told us I couldn't even be an actor. A fucking terrorist was never even on the table. If they said fancy being a terrorist, I might have went but you know, he's a Greek national as well, according to this.
Greek nationalist terrorist.
He's a Greek nationalist terrorist. When he and his band met Bellerophon, I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's in a band?
Yeah, he was in a band, apparently, according to the blurb. Well described, cowboy boots. Yeah, certainly not sandals. And that lightning bolt doesn't look real, does it? He's got that from a shop.
That's probably cardboard, isn't it?
Yeah, he's made that to try and scare Wonder Woman.
Hello, thank you for listening to this Feltnout podcast. For more information and extra episodes, you can head over to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/Feltnout. It's the only co-op and non-profit run by comedians. You can get this podcast earlier than everybody else. You can get exclusive content. And there's lots of extra podcasts included in our patreon.com. There's full stand-up shows, there's gig tickets, prize draws, surprises, and lots more. We've raised over £25,000 for charity. So go ahead and join patreon.com/feltnout.
Right, we're getting bloody hell, we're cracking on here. Well, long, look, we've still got 10 minutes. I know, it's just...
It's a race to the finish, like...
Next up is Airwave.
Sounds shit.
Alter ego, Lawrence Larry Jordan, district attorney, married to Helen with son Hal, cousin Jim, cousin Jack, cousin Hal, cousin Jason, cousin Jennifer, and cousin Jan.
He's married to all of them.
Sounds starting to sound like a bit fucking cultish now, isn't it? Everybody's name has to begin with a J. You're all cousins. Yeah, it's got to get a bit Charles Manson in it. Based about races, New York, group affiliation, All-Star Squadron. Of course.
Whatever.
Eyes and hair brown.
How hard is he, does it say?
It's not Top Trumps. But there's two of them. There's him, and then there's another one, Harold Jordan, who's a student, who's his son. So the original one, who's like, he's basically a bloke who, looking at this picture, he's a bloke who roller skates on the top of telegraph lines.
Right.
And that's his Airwave. He roller skates on the telegraph lines, and that's his...
fucking handy, that, isn't it? That's...
And he, like, attacks criminals as well. But his son, it looks like, he can actually turn into electricity... and, like, travel through the telephone lines himself. So, potentially, if he goes the wrong way, you could be on the telephone and this fucking mad cunt jumps out when you're just trying to get in touch with your Auntie Jean. And the older guy's got a green skin-tight suit.
Oh, yeah.
And a yellow cloak. And the younger guy's... he's. Because the cloaks, I know you said, but it is a controversial. There's a lot of mixed opinions about the cloak. Because it's fairly impractical, isn't it?
Well, that, is
yeah,
that, is
you're
going to
get it caught in a door.
Is it the younger one who's got the sort of knee-length yellow boots?
Yeah, the younger one's on the bottom eye.
He's got the sort of disco, it's like Patti LaBelle sort of top on.
He's probably come out late 70s, early 80s as a superhero.
The anatomy of them doesn't make sense because the top guy is really, really hench. He's got like really broad shoulders.
Yeah.
But that would make him so top heavy for like roller skating. I imagined when you said he was roller skating.
You'd think he'd have massive calves and that, wouldn't you? Big legs.
Yeah, big
legs.
Like
them speed skaters. Well pointed out.
Yeah.
Let's get in touch with the artist. Some ridiculous portrait.
Right, how old would the artist be now?
Probably dead old.
Just ring up his care home.
Dead old.
What the fuck were you thinking of?
Pretty pointless power. Didn't stick about long. Called Hal Jordan, who was also the name of the Green Lantern, my first appearance in the Green Lantern. Probably like went on to become the Green Lantern, but I can't be bothered to read that stuff. You know, we're not that interested.
Is it
it's just daft pictures and stupid names.
Is it well printed, that bit? I mean,
I don't
come back to it later.
But there is another podcast that's doing this and has been for a while, but I think they're doing it properly.
So, what are you trying to say?
That we're not. Yeah, I'm not blue. I'm just saying they're out there. And if you don't like it, I'll change.
We're a long way off Wonder Woman, aren't we?
Yeah. Alphabetically,
just because
I'm
good on the history of Wonder Woman.
Right, well, but bloody hell, yeah. Could be years.
I'm good on the history of leotards.
Oh.
Is that a superhero? Leotard.
No. Like, you know the sort of, like, skin-tight outfits that, like...
Right.
You were talking about surgical performance. I saw a talk last year where a woman, her whole research is about the Jules Leotard who... The leotard is named after.
Ooh.
He was a aerialist and like trapeze artist, and he was really amazing. And she said that like he was such a like attractive man, and then he had this costume made to just kind of really flatter him and show off his muscles, and it still influences our idea of male beauty now. People are still like, that's the type, that's what I want, because he was really hot.
So are you in a roundabout way, you're saying that I should get a leotard?
Yes.
Yeah,
nobody can ever look bad in a leotard.
I've worn one before as part of a chicken outfit that I made.
Yeah.
And it was really handy because it had like under gusset buttons.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, because rather than having to stick your legs through and that.
I wore one as part of a fat suit that that my brother made us for a show once. So it was like a foam rubber belly and bobbies. And the leotard held it all really tightly to your body. So it was very convincing.
I'm sure that, that's probably what it was intended for.
You didn't have to wear it today.
You see, you're playing on the fact that the listeners can't see us there, aren't you?
We could all be.
They might be able to. No, not really. If they could see you, I think they'd fucking go along with that. Next up, I think you'll like this one, Lauren. You've probably already seen it when I was looking at the other one, haven't you? Because it's on the other side.
Yeah.
This is Ali Cat Abra.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Do you want to describe what Ali Cat Abra to the viewers at Listen HQ home?
She's giving. I've got some feelings. Right. She's like a sexy cat. Maybe that reveals more about me than anything else. She's like valid. She's got a magic wand, and she's got like a skin tight suit, and she's got like a big cape, and then the head of a cat with a little mask on. I don't know what the point of the mask is. Is it to disguise that she's a cat? Because you can see all her whiskers on that poker.
Well, it's probably to disguise her alter ego, you know, like the equivalent of that kind of Clark Kent Superman.
She's actually just called...
She's probably just a random house cat.
Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret House Cat.
Margaret House Cat, not That's Ali Cat name. Abra.
Has she got a cape?
She's got a cape.
Oh, good.
She's got a huge cape with a hood on it. And then she's got... she's got these weird... The shoes are weird because they're like high heels, but then they've got little kind of like paw bits at the front.
Right, fashion.
That's actually put me off. I thought she was sexy, but now I'm like...
She's got cat feet as well as a cat head.
She's got cat feet as well as a cat head. Right. But like...
And a human body.
Human...
Middle bit.
Human torso.
A cat hands? Paws?
More like Simpson's hands with like three fingers and a thumb.
Right, bit of a freak.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's some sort of mutant, sexy cat woman.
Has she got...
Part of the zoo crew.
Has she got a human...
group she was in with Captain Karras. And there's a tortoise in the zoo crew who runs really fast as well.
Oh, and, that's out of character.
And a pig called Pig Iron, who's hard as fuck.
Juxtaposition, that tortoise thing, isn't it? That's a clever play on tortoise preconceptions.
And the interesting thing is that these were much more, you know, this is much more of a cartoony kind of kids, aimed at kids, like a cat who does magic and hangs around with a load of other animals who have special powers. Rubber duck, he's in the zoo crew, he's like Mr. Fantastic, he can do all that. And but obviously it's all about money making, so at some point now they've invented this whole multiverse bollocks, so they can just make money off every cunt. If you like this, then you've got to watch all of these because everyone's going to be in everything.
Yeah,
in the comics as well now, some of these like characters from the zoo crew actually have interactions with like Superman and Batman and people like that, which
Ali Cat Abra. I'm just looking at her now.
Yeah,
she has a tail and human breasts.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, well.
I can see why you went off after a while.
Nothing wrong with that.
And cat feet.
It's not hurting anyone.
Nice boots though.
Yeah.
And and she's doing a bit of that kind of devil symbol, so maybe she's a satanic. Yeah.
Has she got? She must have magic powers. I'm thinking.
It even says in history, Superman discovered the presence of an energy barrier encircling his adopted planet. Blah 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 blah. Anyway, so that tells you all you need to know about Ali Kattabra.
Listen to the other podcast if you want to know what that bollocks was.
No, we're not. We've got to crack on. You know, I've been doing this for fucking ages. Still only on A. And most people aren't even interested, you know. What the fuck's a superhero? I've had emails going, what even is a superhero? I watched the Mirror's Pride of Britain Awards and Carol Vorderman said that it was a fireman.
God, I haven't thought about Carol Vorderman in ages.
She's getting bigger, isn't she?
Is she?
Like, not no, taller,
she's just getting
just
closer.
Like,
wider?
Her arse keeps growing and her chest keeps growing. And she's going to end up looking like, you know, Kenny
Everett.
When he used to do Rod Stewart singing, and he'd do Rod Stewart singing, do you think I'm sexy? And his arse would just inflate, and then he would lift up our quality entertainment.
She got a third, didn't she, in maths?
Right?
Carol Vorderman.
Anyway, that's the end. 6-5 seconds. Come back again. I mean, not that you've gone anywhere. Thanks, guys. Thanks, co-hosts. Yeah, 25 minutes, mate. Flies by, don't it, when you're your age. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Simon. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks.
Thanks, Lee, for shutting up. Boom. See you next Wednesday.
Tell him that is a bit more on Patreon.
It's a bit more on Patreon, like extra bonus bits. But we're going to do it now. Probably be talking about, I don't know, Blums.
We'll find something.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to
shut up.
Bye.
The end.
Was a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.